This is 90.3 KZU. I'm David Whitrock. The Grateful Dead Archive at UC Santa Cruz opens to the public tomorrow as KZU's Krista Almanson reports. The archive reveals some things that even fans might not know about the band.
In the Grateful Dead's three-decade run, the band recorded more than 100 albums, played over 2,300 concerts, and cultivated a loyal following of countless fans with its eclectic music.
Well, the first days are the hardest days.
And for some, the Grateful Dead also developed a reputation.
That the Dead were a bunch of hippie, undisciplined, you know, ne'er-do-wells.
That's Nicholas Merriweather, stating what he calls the myth of the Grateful Dead. He's one of those loyal fans, a scholar of 19th century American history, and the archivist for the Grateful Dead Archive at UC Santa Cruz.
They are an enormously disciplined group of musicians who wanted to make a living, did make a living, and wanted to do it on their own terms.
And he says the archive proves it. The enormous collection of materials are in the library's archive room, a bright, temperature-controlled space with rows of shelves filled with books and neatly organized boxes.
These are everything from business records to photographs.
Merriweather walks along the aisles devoted to the Grateful Dead.
You can see the t-shirts poking out.
Come Friday, scholars and fans alike will not be able to come in here, but they will be able to request to see these materials.
And on this last aisle, you see some of the hundreds of recordings that we have.
Much came from the band itself. The Grateful Dead kept an archive to help support its work in the studio and on the road. For example, the band subscribed to a press clipping service in part to keep an eye on how they were portrayed.
Because it had a dramatic impact on whether or not they'd be allowed to come back and play the next year. So if you've got a lot of bad press happening, then that can affect your ability to rent a hall. And that's going to directly affect your income. They were a band that made their money on the road.
Since what the band saved had more of an eye toward business than posterity, contributions to the archive from fans and former Grateful Dead employees are important.
For example, this is a wonderful gift by a pair of donors who actually took guitar lessons from Jerry Garcia.
Downstairs on the library's first floor in a new exhibit space called Dead Central, Merriweather points to a piece of sheet music on display.
So this is a song that Jerry jotted for one of them called Drunken Sailor.
Dead Central is the most accessible part of the archive. The first exhibit chronicles the history of the band through pictures, fan artwork, and other memorabilia. At its center, fans can stand around the wooden conference table where the band held their meetings, or read the messages left on Jerry Garcia's memorial altar. In a display case filled with awards, Merriweather points to one of his favorites. It's the California State Compensation Fund Safety Award. The Grateful Dead received it in the early 90s, when they were among the top five grossing bands in the nation.
That crew worked 20-hour days, and they were on the road for a couple of months at a time. To actually be able to pull off that kind of hard physical labor and produce stunning concerts with no injuries, no workman's comp claims, that's significant. So, this is how an archive can help make plain what's going on behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes at the archive, items are being added every day, and it will be years before everything is cataloged. An online archive is also in the works. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.